Welcome to Local Talk Wednesday on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in our multi-county listening area in central Iowa. I'm one of your hosts for today, Susan Franzen, here with my co-host, Paul Wearson. Hello, Paul.
Well, good morning, Susan. Good day to you. And hello to our listeners out there. Thanks for joining us today. Now, Susan, what's in store for us today?
Well, this is an especially fun show. Our theme is children's theater, and we'll be featuring four Central Iowa Community Theaters with live guests from two of them. That's A Story Theater Company, which opened with Honk Jr. last weekend, and Boone Community Theater, which opened with Into the Woods Jr. For these two shows, we'll have not only the directors, but some youthful actors. Then we'll hear about Ankeny Community Theater with A Tree with Arms, and an announcement from Webster City, which we'll keep secret until the end of the show.
Well, what a lineup. And, well, I see that our guests from Story Theater Company are already in the studio, so let's get started. We have Kyvan Kirk, the director, Todd Reed, production manager, Xander Reed, who is one of the actors in the show, and Ben Siegel, who also is an actor in the show. And we saw the show on Sunday, and I was very impressed. Great cast. Now, Kyvan, where do all the kids come from? It was a children's show. What communities do you draw from?
Primarily, the largest group is from Ames, but we also have some coming in from Roland, Gilbert, Ballard. I think we have a Stratford even, so it's way out there.
We had an opportunity to see the show, and the sets were terrific. And Todd, tell us about the challenge of putting on a children's show.
Well, the biggest challenge is simply getting everybody together and, you know, working. Kids are so busy today, and getting a rehearsal schedule together that incorporates everyone. But we've got a good group of dedicated kids who always put the shows first.
I was really impressed with the sets. Who did the sets for this?
Megan Hansen. She's actually, she graduated with her BA in studio design. So this was her first time doing set.
It was?
Yeah, but because she's so, because she did studio design, she's so detail-oriented. So that's why they looked so great and they were so realistic, is because she was so nitpicky.
Well, you know, by the time I had seen the show, you were in production for some time and everyone knew their cues and the cast took a hand. That was a good thing for kids to remember, that this is not Broadway and you don't have hired stagehands. The cast has to move the sets and be on mark, set the brakes on those things that move. And I just thought it went off like clockwork. When did you start rehearsals for this show?
Rehearsals for this, late April?
Yeah, late April. We had auditions the 18th and 19th, and then rehearsals started the next week.
So you've been at this a long time.
Yes.
And once rehearsals began, how often did the children have to come to rehearsal?
So for the first couple of weeks, while school is still in session, we do 3 weeks. So it's Monday and Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m., and then we have a Saturday, 9 to noon or 10 to noon sometimes.
And then as the production got closer, you had to have more rehearsals.
Yeah, we would do it actually every single day. So we had a couple weeks of 1 to 4s or like noon to 5s from Monday to Friday.
Gets a little easier once school gets out.
You're right.
Yes, more time is available.
Exactly.
Well, Ben, now tell me about your role in the show.
I played Jay Bird, so I was a news reporter that interviewed Ugly's mom about his disappearance.
Yeah, this was about the ugly duckling, by the way. We should cut the audience in on that one. And so this is a great show about the ugly duckling and, well, we all know the fairy tale. But you were impressive as a news person. Now, did you do research on that role and watch people on KCCI?
I did do research. Early on in the process, we talked about doing a transatlantic accent. So I studied that, and I learned a lot about, like, when that was used in radio in this time period and the different specifics to that.
Really? That is really intensive stuff. I didn't know that. And you're cutting me in on, well, I do a few voices myself. And it is interesting, isn't it? The different accents.
Yeah.
And that's highly sophisticated for you. How old are you, Ben?
13.
And you are in middle school then, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in 8th grade.
And what did you like best about being in the show this year?
Well, this year was really interesting because we learned a lot about communicating to the audience, because we've talked a lot about different theater skills, and we did a lot of stuff in our heads, but this year we did a lot about actually communicating it to the audience, and I think that was really interesting. And also, this cast was just a lot of fun to work with.
Yes, you know, you have one more weekend to go, and we're alerting our audience that we have another weekend. When will the performances be, Kyvan?
So Friday and Saturday this weekend. It's going to be at 7 p.m. at Ames City Auditorium. Saturday. Or actually, that's right. Friday is 7 p.m. And then Saturday and Sunday, we have 2 p.m. matinees.
So both Saturday and Sunday will be matinees.
Mm-hmm, at 2 p.m.
And you've been in production how long? When did it begin, the show opening?
This last weekend. So we've only had 1 weekend.
So you'll have 2 weekends,
right,
then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Ben, you've been in other shows too, haven't you?
Yes.
And how many have you done? Have you got your credits all on your resume?
Like 13, I think.
13? In other words, you started when you were in diapers, right? No, I've seen you on stage, and there were several folks who were just born to it. All the kids do well. Everyone works hard. But whenever you see a cast on stage and they're younger people, you see things you can't coach. They're really there. The girl who played the frog.
Yeah.
She could work professionally somewhere. And I told her after the show, you are a gifted performer.
Oh, absolutely.
But now the Story Theater, it goes beyond just production. You offer all kinds of things in terms of, tell me about that, what kids can do in terms of learning the craft and everything.
Absolutely. So probably one of the coolest things we offer actually is Teen and Tween Club. Which over the summer meets once a week each. And so Tween Club happens on Tuesday from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And then Teen Club happens on Thursday from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And those are really non-production-based theater exploration venues, I guess. So really we just decide what kind of techniques or things we want to talk about. And we just come into the space and make stories together just for ourselves. And that's a really pressure-free atmosphere that the kids can learn skills that will then be later applied to production. So if they want to come and join us for a show like Honk or, you know, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in the fall.
And so they could say, well, not only am I interested in being on stage, I want to learn about it and know what the craft is.
Absolutely.
And how to present myself, how to project my voice, how to position myself. See, I've done my share of theater, but I didn't start till I was older. I played Henry Higgins in My Fair Lady. You know? No, I did it when I was younger, too, but that was the only lead role I ever had, and it's tremendous work involved and tremendous cooperation is involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the best thing for the children to understand, that everybody has a role, both on stage and the work that has to be done to set up sets, paint, all the sound equipment and all the... It's a very, very collaborative effort. And I think that's the unique thing about children's theater. They learn that there's so much behind you when you're up on stage that has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has to do their part. And I just think that's a lesson in general. It has to be good for a young person to learn.
Absolutely. And that is at the extreme core of what we're teaching them every day. Probably the two things we hammer home most often is the ability to listen to each other, to take that information in, and then also just a sense of honesty on stage and off, and making sure that you're always being truthful and that your actions are justified within the script.
So, I like your use of the word truthful.
Right.
You're always being truthful because...
Absolutely.
You're bigger than life on stage, and you have to convey that your character and that sort of thing. Now, you're the director, and Todd, you're the production manager.
Yes.
Tell me what the production manager does.
I kind of set up all the initial production meetings, because we'll start meeting at least a month before we actually even have auditions. So we're getting sets designed, discussing the ideas behind the story that we want to make sure are coming out to the audience, and how we're going to communicate that to the kids. And then I oversee everybody, the set builders and stuff like that, make sure they have what they need to get everything done and built and are on time. And
in other words, it doesn't happen without you. You're Cecil B.
There you go,
Beedham.
That's right.
Let's pat him on the back here. This would not go on. Now, Kyvan, you're talking about directing and artistic things, but Todd, You know, without Todd, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, because I'm not logistically minded at all.
Yeah, so. It's left brain, right brain.
Right, it absolutely is.
So together you make
one
a brain.
Whole human.
Yeah, there's songs in theater about that. I forget them right now. But, hey, we're going to bring on another young man, Xander Reed. And Xander was in the show, too. And Xander, tell us about you. How old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
So you're a little older than Ben.
A little.
And more mature. Right? Well, now tell us about your role in the show.
I play Greylag. He's kind of like a military goose who helps Ugly on his way.
Ryan, is he and that was a great number. You know, that number you did, I always say that it's very good to have a number like that in a show that's so male. You know, what I look at is keeping boys involved in theater. It's nice to have a number like that, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. fun for the guys. It's such a guy number. That was a highlight for you, wasn't it? Now, you could do it right here now, couldn't you? You got it memorized?
Yeah, not without some of my friends who are doing
you got to have a group of friends. Yeah. Now, how much theater have you done, Xander?
This is my 15th show.
You're both veterans here, aren't you? 13 and 15. And this show was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. There's a fun cast behind it.
And there's always a real bond, isn't there? Mm-hmm. You met new friends and also people you've known from other productions. Mm-hmm. And was there a night that anything went wrong for you?
There wasn't. It was the Saturday show that we just did this week. I forgot my hat on stage, and they had to rush to get it out to me. Like, one of the people who actually came on the scene, he had to carry it with him and give it to me in the middle of the scene. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
But you got through it.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong on stage, what do they have to do? Go through it anyway.
Yeah.
Right? You got to find a way. And that's another thing about this. You have to have pluck. You know what pluck is?
Yeah.
That's what now you showed that in that scene. And that's a great song, isn't it? Great mm-hmm. number. Mm-hmm. And I thought the show was very well done and the kids were well coached. Now, look at what's the age span here? You're talking about these boys who were middle school, 13 mm-hmm. and 14.
So our youngest, the youngest person in the cast is 9 right now.
9?
And I think we typically cast up to 18, but normally we only have people who are like 16.
Yeah.
16 is the oldest age we typically
get. I think 16
is the
oldest for this one.
Yeah.
But it's such a wide range, and
absolutely.
It's such a wide range of size, too.
That's you know, true.
There's a very small people and very big people.
Yeah, I think it makes for really interesting dynamics on stage, but also just good learning opportunities because, you know, if a 9-year-old who's never done a show before gets to act across from Xander, who's done 15 shows, or Ben, who's done 13 shows, they're probably going to learn more from them than Todd or I could teach them any day of the week.
Oh. Well, Xander, I wonder if you realize that you were a mentor to somebody without knowing. They look, oh, Xander's been around. He's old. See, to a 9-year-old, you're just ancient. Name some of the shows you've been in. Just 3 or 4 of them off the top of your head.
Almost Maine, Mulan, Alice in Wonderland, and those just at SDC.
Wow. And you like your role in all of them. Huh?
Yeah.
But this role was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You got to be a military guy with like a hat. And
yeah, and it's like, it was the first time I've been in a solo in a musical, and it's like definitely one of the biggest I've had so far. So.
Is that right? So this is a big step for you.
Yeah.
More solo performance, singing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you, was it hard the first night to do that?
Not really. It was kind of hard doing like the solo like when we were first rehearsing the music, but yeah, it was. I got used to it.
That's the role of rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone who hasn't done theater doesn't realize the amount of time spent, not only in production and organization that Todd does, and then Kyvan as a director. I'm sure it's, you know, when I was in theater, we always thought dress rehearsal, if the last rehearsal was bad, the performance was going to be good. Is there any truth to that?
I've seen that happen in other shows, but this show was really probably one of the best we've had come together early on and stayed strong, clear through all the way through rehearsal. And it was good because we had some technical glitches once we got on stage at the City Auditorium that we didn't have in our rehearsal space. But the kids were so on for this show that the technical glitches were minor.
Right. which we can thank Todd for being so organized in our production and getting in so early. So,
well, isn't it wonderful you have a facility like the Ames Auditorium? It's terrific.
Yeah, it's really wonderful and it's beautiful. We sometimes joke that it kind of swallows children though because it's so big, and the fly space above the stage goes so high.
Is that right? I got to go up and take a look at the backstage.
Yeah, it's really impressive. But with that being said, the moment you step behind the proscenium, you kind of lose sound. So the kids really have to work to project even more so than they would in typical spaces.
How many kids in the show were mic'd?
I think we had about 12 floating mics. So anybody who had like a solo line of singing, they would get a mic.
And there were a few kids who switched mics that had maybe had a talking part at the beginning of the show with somebody who had one in the second half of the show. So they were switching.
And you guys, you count on the children to know that and do it without coaching. They know I've got to switch mics. There's all this mechanics going on.
Right, and they're great at it. And we find that the more that they're involved with that tech stuff backstage, the more invested they are in the story. And so you talked earlier about, you know, some of the cast members moving set pieces in those transitions. They ended up using those as storytelling moments. You know, we're not just moving a set piece, but we're bringing this world together for the story to move forward. And that was always kind of magical to see happen, how seriously they would take that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, what they're doing is learning about cooperation, learning about affiliation with a group, learning that everybody is part of the whole and each person is indispensable.
You know, absolutely.
That's what I remember about theater. And we're closing this weekend, right? That'll be the last show. Xander, you've been through this many times before. Now, I've been in theater, and it's a bittersweet moment when you've been so close to these people and collaborating, and you're glad that it's over in a way, but then you think, I won't see these folks so much anymore. What's that like?
It's always definitely really emotional for, like, because you've worked with these people for months, and, you know, it's still cool because you get to do other things now, but honestly, for lack of a better word, it still sucks.
Well, you know, relationships are important, and theater is such close collaboration, and so many hours are spent supporting each other, that it's a real, I would call it sort of condensed relationship within a few weeks where you're very close, and then suddenly that's over, and there's just kind of a vacancy after that shift. You swear you're going to see these people forever, and then everyone goes their separate ways. Mm-hmm. That's what I call bittersweet. And basically, since I've done theater, I really identify with all of you, but I've only done work on stage. And I've always appreciated all the work that went on behind the scenes, because by the time I get out there, everything's been done, the lights, arranging the sets.
And the nice thing about Story Theater Company is most of the behind the stage is kids, too. There were kids running the light board, the sound board.
Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we cast the show, we take applications for crew, and we usually have to turn some kids away because we have so many people who want to learn those things.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Now, see, that's something that's not as evident, you know, when you come to see a performance. But I'm really impressed that you trust children with technical things.
Absolutely. This company is completely theirs. I mean, we aim to give them what they desire. So, and they wanted to learn that crew stuff. So,
well, if someone's listening to this broadcast today and they have a handsome young son or daughter like Xander here and Ben, how do they get in touch? How do they get started in doing this? We have some summer programs you mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the best thing you could possibly do to see all of our options is just go to storytheatercompany.org. We have all of our camps and our auditions listed there. So for this upcoming summer, we have two camps that still have vacancies, and we have our Acting One camp, which is kind of like the basics of what we do here at STC, which is just called simply honesty. Sure. And it's really trying to get people to live truthfully in their circumstances on stage. And that will be happening next week, I believe, starting the 27th, and going from Monday to Friday.
Right.
And then the next session that we have available is our classical acting lab, and it's Greek theater specifically. And we're getting ready for our teen show next year, which is going to be Antigone.
And Paul, the teen show is a little more even unique, whereas the kids do all of the design. They are the set designer, the set builders. Mm-hmm. They design the costumes, sew them if they have to. They do all the props. They do everything with just a few adults as kind of.
Absolutely. And we even let them, we give them a budget and they have to figure out how to allocate their different funds to different places.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I am so impressed by your operation, genuinely impressed, because I always thought, though, that if you entrust kids with more than normally is entrusted to them, that they'll reach for that and do it.
They will always exceed your expectations.
That's,
every single time. Right.
That they will exceed your expectations, that they're much more sophisticated than you dream, and that they'll rise above any, well, they're all in it together. And so they're all stretching at the same time. And Xander and Ben, congratulations on a great show. I went
Thank
Sunday,
you.
And it was terrific. And then Kyvan and Todd, you know, you're to be congratulated for the work you do, not only during production, but I just love these opportunities kids have and parents have to explore theater. And once again, it's the Story Theater. It's your website, storytheatre.org.
Storytheatrecompany.org.
Story Theater. I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
Storytheatrecompany.org. Mm-hmm. If you have children, or if you are an uncle and you have a niece or a nephew, and the age group is
9 to 18. We have opportunities 9 to 18 production side. Some of our – we already passed them this summer, but some of our initial camps at the beginning of summers will always be for, like – Little kids. So
really?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, we'll do some.
From about like 5 to 9, I think we offer some kids.
And so basically we're talking today with the Story Theater Company people. If you've just joined us, we're listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. And Susan Francis and I are co-hosts today. We've been hearing from the Story Theater Company production of Honked. We forgot to mention the name of this show. It's Honked Junior, which is really the story of the Ugly Duckling.
Mm-hmm.
And it opened at the Ames City Auditorium last weekend, and very importantly, will be performed again this Friday, June 24th at 7 p.m., Saturday, June 25th, and Sunday the 26th at 2 p.m., a matinee, both days. Four members of the company were with us. We had Kyvan Kirk, the director, Todd Reed, production manager, Xander Reed. He is in the show as Jay Bird.
No, Graylag.
Oh, no. Xander's Graylag. Ben Siegel is Jay Bird. Forgive me for that. I switched roles. But these boys were wonderful, and I saw them last. Both Susan and I went last Sunday. I give that production an A+. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Honked Junior coming this weekend.
If they knew just how dearly I would love to honk. But it's true, I'm a bird who seems to lack the knack. I'm just different. I'm just different from the rest. And who can blame them wanting me to find another nest? But different isn't naughty. Different isn't bad, so why should being different make me sad? I'm just different. They're like peas from the same pod. No wonder they make fun of me. Life's harder when you're odd. But different isn't scary. Different is no threat. And though I'm still their brother, they forget I didn't choose to look this way. I didn't want to be unique. I don't like these grubby feathers, and I hate this stubby beak. There's a runt in every litter, one black sheep in every flock. But when you know it's you somehow, your ego takes a knock. I'm just different, but I have a sense of pride. My looks may well be funny, but I hurt the same inside. Different isn't spiteful, different isn't wrong. So why is it so hard to get along? I only want to get along. Different isn't hateful. Different could be swell. Different is just well different.
This is KHOI Community Radio, and we're talking about children's theaters for the summer. And we just heard from the cast and crew, or several members of the cast and crew of Honk Jr. from Story Theater Company. And now our guests from Boone Community Theater will tell us about their production of Into the Woods Jr. We have the director, Stephanie Hammer, with two cast members, Zach Q and Lily Hammer, who are playing the baker and the baker's wife, and they'll be with us in a few minutes. And we also have Homie Simmons, who is the technical director. Paul, can you do the interview?
Yes. Now, Into the Woods Jr. is an adaptation of Stephen Sondheim's most popular works, one of them anyway, designed especially for young performers. When you have Jr. in the name, that means it's a children's show. Now, this contains all your favorite characters, Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and his beanstalk, and the witch, and they meet and interact in this whimsical original story. And the musical centers on a baker and his wife who wish to have a child. Cinderella, who wishes to attend the king's festival, and Jack, who wishes his cow would give milk. Now, when the baker and his wife learn that they cannot have a child because of a witch's curse, the two set off on a journey to break the curse and wind up changed forever.
Forever.
Now, you know, that's enough to get me interested. Anything that involves change forever. Now, unforgettable roles, a little dancing, but no chorus. Into the Woods Jr., it's really a showcase for a medium-sized ensemble or talented singers and actors, really. You've got to have some talent. And it's a sophisticated score, isn't it? You know, the
Very.
Music. Mm-hmm. And it's been adapted to make it easier for children, but mm-hmm. still retains that melody and that song and the structure. Now, because of that, how did you choose Into the Woods?
Well, when I saw the movie, I loved it. Really, after the first half of the movie, I was hooked. So I wanted to see if there was a junior version, and there was.
So you researched that and said, we can do this.
Yes.
There's no question about that. I was actually Into the Woods. I was in the show at Judge Story Theatrical Troupe in Story City. I played only about two lines, you know. I played the drunken grandfather, who staggers through the set. And a friend of mine, he and his little boy sat in the front row, and he shouted out, "Dad, Paul's drunk!" Kind of broke the fourth wall. But I thought, I did a pretty good job.
That's pretty good.
You're pretty convincing.
Well, now, where did the cast and crew come from here?
Well, we do community theater. So we have people that come from Ogden, from Madrid, from Boone. We're clear over in Beaver. So
Pilot Mound.
To Stanhope, I think we had one.
We even have some people from Ames. So
an eclectic group of people from all over this area.
Now, tell me about production dates.
We just finished up our first weekend, last weekend, mm-hmm. and now we have this Friday at 7 and Saturday at 7 p.m. and also Sunday, mm-hmm. Our 2 o'clock show.
So that's coming this weekend.
This weekend.
Where is the show?
It's at the Boone Community Theater, which is 106 South Webster Street, mm-hmm. Boone, Iowa.
So you have a Boone Community Theater building.
Yes. It used to be the Garfield School mm-hmm. Back in the day. And it closed down, and Boone Community Theater kind of purchased it.
And so is there a Presidium stage in the whole?
Yeah, it used to be the gymnasium.
Right.
And you know how you, in the grade school, they had like a small little stage for their little music stuff. And what we did is that we built that stage up and out,
So how many productions are done per year?
Actually, five. It starts off with our children's theater in the summer, and then we have four shows for the rest of the season. So we have our season coming up. We're selling season tickets.
So right now the production Into the Woods kicks off the season for
yes,
you because that's your children's show.
Yep.
Now you've brought a couple of cast members here.
We have.
You might want to introduce them to us here.
This is Zach Kuehl and Lily Hammer.
Now, you might crowd into the mic. Zach, what is your part?
Well, I'm playing the baker this summer.
Well, it's a big part, yes.
Like, I like to say a lot that me and the baker's wife are essentially the palette for the whole play, being like we push the play forward, and the rest of the characters are more like the colors, giving the play like entertainment and certain things like that. So basically I think of like us as the foundation of the whole production, and then the rest help it give like public eye and attention.
Now, how long have you folks been in rehearsal for this now?
We started in April. With music, because I knew it was so musically intense.
Yeah. Now, how was it, Zach? Was the music hard to learn and
challenging? Like anything, it takes a lot of practice. Sure. But eventually, it's pretty easy to get down once you get in the swing of it. Pretty basic patterns of music, I'd say. It's a pretty nice set, though. So I'd recommend coming down and hearing it yourself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, how many songs do you have?
Me, personally, I have about two. That's either me or a duet with my wife, Lily.
Now, that's your wife, Lily, over
yeah.
there, right?
Yep.
Now, tell
a
me,
lovely
how long...
thing she
how
is,
long,
too.
Yes, a beautiful individual.
And you haven't had one fight during the production. Well, now...
so, only on stage, I think.
Yeah, right, yeah, I know the show, so that's true. Well, you tell me about your experience there, wife Lily.
Well, I've really enjoyed it. I've been doing the community children's theater since Beauty and the Beast about 3 years ago.
Great show.
And every year, I've really enjoyed it, because every year there's a few new people and a few people that are there forever. And it's really fun to just interact with people and be able to act on stage.
Oh, yes. We had a conversation just prior to your coming with the Story Theater Company people and a couple of kids from the Haunt Junior show. You're in the same boat. You're having a show this weekend. And so basically they talked about the same thing, the intensity of the experience, getting to know people, that bittersweet moment when the show closes and all these folks you become family with. You go your separate ways. I've done enough theater to remember that. So these are things that are in common for everyone in the theatrical company. Now, how long have we had children's theater over at Boone? Has this been a long term?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year.
Yep.
And you guys, tell me your ages. How old are you?
I am 14.
And?
I'm 13.
Well, you're a cradle robber, you know. So that's good. Now, you do some music together, right?
Definitely, yes.
Can you do something here? Were you talking about doing that?
Sure.
Put it in context and tell us what this song means to the show.
Okay, well, we'll be singing It Takes Two. It's the duet by me and my wife, Lily. it's a turning point in the play where me and her figure out that we need to work together if we want to accomplish this major task, right, instead of someone doing it all by themselves or going their separate ways. So it kind of gives the play a new meaning of cooperation and joining together to accomplish a goal.
Now, you're prepared to do that a cappella here?
Sure.
Sure.
Really?
I got the yes from the missus, so let's go.
I could see that you're already into a relationship here. And when we were talking in the earlier segment about truth on stage, and this is truth on stage, well, sing the song, at least part of it, okay? Do we have time for the whole song, or Susan?
Sure.
Okay. Well, here we are. We have this wonderful husband and wife from Into the Woods, written by Stephen Sondheim, and they're going to do it a cappella. Go ahead, gang.
You've changed, you're daring, you're different in the woods. More sure, more sharing, you're getting. through the woods. If you could see, you're not the man who started, and much more open-hearted than I knew you to be.
It takes two. I thought one was enough, it's not true. It takes two of us, you came through. When the journey was rough, it took you. It took two of us, it takes care. It takes patience and fear and despair to change. Though you swear to change, who can tell if you do? It takes two,
we've changed. We're strangers. I'm meeting you in the woods. Who minds what dangers? I know we'll get past the woods. And once we're past, let's hope the changes last. Beyond woods, beyond witches and slippers and hoods, just the two of us beyond lies, safe at home with our beautiful prize. Just the few of us, it takes trust. It takes just a bit more and we're done. We want four, we had none, we've got three. We need one, it takes two.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Stop. Little
good
applause.
Job.
Our interview, our engineer Jonah was so moved, her tears dripping from me. But I'll tell you what, that's a great sound and great teamwork. And I am just very impressed because, number one, you really have excellent blend together. Your voice is outstanding, the way you phrase. You're both very good. And I'm thinking that you're really going to be in possession of a fine future in terms of community theater. And who knows? Everybody starts somewhere. And if you see people interviewed on The Late Show who are now stars, there was that first show they did that hooked them. And how many shows have you two done before? It's just, that's your first show, right?
This is the third one for both of us, I think.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, we had two little boys in here, and I thought they were little boys. They've done 15 shows.
Wow.
15 shows in
there. That's commitment.
That's a lot of work. Man, if they were paid for it, they'd be living in a big house in North Ames. But I think that it's been very fun today to talk to not only the Story Theater Company, but also you folks, because I knew a little more about that company than I did about Boone, and now I know about this. And we'd like to thank Stephanie Hammer, the director, and Homie Simmons, the technical director, and members of Into the Woods.
Yay.
And special thanks to actors Zach.
That's
Hugh,
me too.
Lily Hammer.
The Baker's Wife. We really appreciate your coming all the way to our studios and give us a preview of the play. It'll be performed at the Boone Community Theater, 106 South Webster Street in Boone, this coming weekend, Friday, June 24th, 7 p.m., Saturday, June 25th, 7 p.m., Sunday, June 26th, that's a matinee, yeah, 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. So thanks to all our wonderful people from Boone Community Theater and Into the Woods this weekend.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in. These two children's productions are not the only ones happening this weekend in Central Iowa. Yesterday, I spoke with Cheryl Clark, who is directing A Tree with Arms for the Ankeny Community Theater this weekend. It's a worthy addition to the fine plays we've been hearing about already. Join me to hear what she had to tell us. Hi, Cheryl. So glad you're with us today.
I'm glad to visit with you today.
How did you choose this play? I understand you were on the play selection committee.
Yes. We try to do a production that involves mostly children every other year, or that was our current pattern anyway. And so we read a lot of scripts, stories that involve children. And this one has an interesting storyline that both adults and children will enjoy. And it has some wonderful lessons about getting along with people in the world. and so we felt it was an appropriate one to include in our season.
Well, what's the story about?
The story has to do with a neighborhood, a typical kind of a neighborhood that we might have grown up in, and this group of neighborhood youngsters has built their own tree house in one of the trees in one of the children's backyards. And they're enjoying their summertime in the tree house when a new boy moves in next door. And he doesn't build his own tree house. His parents buy him a fancy tree house. And he puts it in the tree right across the fence from their tree house. So what evolves then is a rivalry. The neighborhood kids who all used to play together decide whose tree house they think is better and whose team they want to be a part of. And what ensues then is a battle about who has the best tree house. And at the end of the play, they do solve their differences. So you'd have to come see it to see how they solve their differences.
Now, are there any adults in this play at all?
No, there are not. There are 11 youngsters. Our youngest one just turned 8 in April. And then we have two boys that turned 11 last month. And so we have a relatively young cast, a really inexperienced cast. Prior to this play, only one had actually performed on stage before. One had also gone to summer camp, but the other children were all new to the experience of theater. Well, now we have 6 shows under our belt because this coming weekend is our final 3 shows of 9 that we do of a production.
So, you have 3 weekends, and you started a couple weekends ago. So what are the dates and times of your last 3 productions?
Friday night and Saturday night, the 24th and 25th of June, our shows start at 7:30. The doors open at 7. And Sunday is our last performance, and the doors open at 1:30, and it's a matinee. It starts at 2. And then after that, the treehouse will come down.
So you built the treehouse on your stage, right?
We actually have 2 treehouses, and they are one... actually uses leftover materials from other stage sets. So kind of like the children might have found in their own neighborhood garages. And the stairs are crooked and they're only partial walls. And so it looks very much like children might have created it themselves. The other one is pretty fancy. And both of them are elevated, and we have created a pretty good replica of tree branches and leaves around them to create the illusion of being in a treehouse up off the ground. It's a fun set.
Now, have you directed a lot of plays before this?
Not a lot of plays. I have directed several productions, mostly children's productions. I moved to the Des Moines, Ankeny area and started with the Ankeny Community Theater about 6 years ago. Prior to that, I was I was from Iowa Falls, north of Ames, and I've been involved in theater in one way or another for 45 years, so a long time.
Well, but not always directing.
No, I do a lot of acting. I particularly like to do musicals, but being a director is always an interesting experience. I think anyone who acts for a long period of time or a period of time should have the experience of directing. Certainly brings a whole different perspective to the acting challenge, the acting situation. So, and I really like working with children in a director's role because theater has been such a wonderful part of my life. It's given me opportunities to develop friendships with people that I might never have met before. And I think it's wonderful to expose children to the opportunities that theater provides, building self-confidence, building your thinking skills. What happens if somebody forgets their line or we forget what we're supposed to do next? And then how do we solve that dilemma. And certainly in memorizing and reading and preparing for a show, there's a lot of cognitive development that goes along as well. So kids learn so much from being on stage. It's wonderful to give them that opportunity.
That was Cheryl Clark, the director of A Tree with Arms, being produced at the Ankeny Community Theater this weekend. And the best way to find out about tickets, and they also have a summer camp, is to go to AnkenyCommunityTheater.org. And now, for the fourth community theater in our listening area, we don't have a summer children's play. They had a lot of children in their regular season, but we're here today with something that I think is classified as news. At the beginning of the show, I promised you a surprise at the end, and the surprise comes in the form of awards and a little news also about the upcoming season. We have Louine Getter here with us. Louine?
Good morning.
And you've been our guest on other occasions when you were directing shows and, I believe, starring in shows. Is that right?
Yes. It's been nice to be able to talk about our productions on your radio station.
And this summer, you are directing Fiddler on the Roof in July.
We're hot and heavy into rehearsals, and we open July 7th.
Well, we might hold off on a preview for that, but I'd like to just credit your regular season for the children's involvement in the Christmas play you had.
It was based on one of the Junie B. books, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. And that featured high school and college students. And then my husband directed the April show, which was Cheaper by the Dozen. And there were several young kids in that show, elementary through high school.
11, as I recall from my interview with him. And then I tried to figure, why weren't there 12? Was one a baby?
Well, the babies were upstairs in the nursery.
Okay. Part of what we're going to talk about today is the recent events at the Iowa Conference of Community Theaters.
Yeah, June 10th and 11th, the members and guests of Iowa Community Theater Association met in Sioux City at the community theater there for their state convention.
And what we would like to announce on KHOI, probably the first time it's announced on the air, as far as I know, is that the Distinguished Merit Award from the American Association of Community Theaters, which is a national organization, was awarded to you, Louine Getter.
Yes.
And was this unexpected?
It was very unexpected. I received an email from the AACT saying that I was a winner of this Distinguished Merit Award, and I wasn't understanding it at all. I asked my husband, I said, what do you make of this? And he said, well, sounds like congratulations are in order. And it was in the evening when I read that email, so the next morning I did call the headquarters and inquired and found out that Bill Greenlee, who is a member of our Webster City Community Theater Group, had nominated me for that award. And they awarded three Distinguished Merit Awards in the country, and I was one of them. I was totally overwhelmed and very, very humbled by it. And there were several other award categories also at the national level, but the Distinguished Merit Award was the one that I was given. And the award was to be presented July 7th in New York City. However, that's opening night for Fiddler on the Roof. And when you direct, it's like going through labor or going through a pregnancy. And if you're not there opening night, it's like you didn't show up for labor. So I said that, would there be another way that it could happen? And I knew that Christy Quinn from South Sioux City sits on the AACT committee for festivals, and she was going to be one of our presenters at state convention. And so I suggested that maybe if she could present the award to me, that that would work out really good. And so they arranged for that to happen. And because it was in Iowa, there were several other people from Webster City that were able to attend the convention and the award ceremony, as well as my friends that I've met from across the state through my involvement with the state organization.
Well, that's a great story, and I especially liked the evidence that you deserve a Distinguished Merit Award, because you give up getting it or give up the presentation because, of course, you have more important things to do in the theater.
Well, and then I realized at the state convention that had I gone to New York City next month for it, I would have gotten to see Hamilton. So that was kind of a disappointment, but I'll know, I'll get to see it when it comes to Des Moines, so I'll just have to wait.
I guess. Well, congratulations, Louine, and I know that you also wanted to credit Sunshine Yoders from the Iowa, from your Webster City Community Theater, because she also won an award on the Iowa level, Iowa Community Theater's Lead Actress Award for Excellence in her role as Lady of the Lake in Spamalot last summer, right?
Right. The Iowa Community Theater Association, I believe 4 or 5 years ago, started an Award of Excellence program, and there are 11 categories currently in which nominations can be made by a community theater. And adjudicators go to see the play and turn in review forms, and then those are computed, and the awards are then presented at our state convention.
Well,
and we had several candidates who are nominees who were in the running, all from Spamalot, and Sunshine brought home the trophy then for lead actress. And we were so pleased with her role in that show last summer. She has an amazing voice and a great talent on stage.
Well, thank you, and congratulations to Sunshine Yoders as well. That was
right.
The Ween Getter. And we need to close out now, so congratulations
okay.
to both of you. We've been listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people's stories and events in Central Iowa. We've been your hosts, Susan Franzen and Paul Wearson. We started out the show with Kyvan Kirk, Todd Reed, Xander Reed, Ben Siegel of Story Theater's production of Honk Jr. Then we turned to Boone Community Theater with Stephanie Hammer, Zach Q, Lily Hammer, and Homie Simmons, telling us about Into the Woods. Then and Cheryl Clark of Ankeny Community Theater told us about A Tree with Arms. And finally, we talked to Louine Getter.
Local Talk will be rebroadcast at noon and 7 p.m. You can listen to today's Local Talk show and any of our past Local Talk shows online at our website, khoifm.org. There you will find also information about our guests, along with relevant links to today's stories. And you can like us on Facebook and get updates on all our show postings in your news feed.
Local Talk was engineered by Jonah DeGeest. Our theme song, as always, was Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Shelley. Other music you heard was different from Honk Jr. and a song from a duet with the Baker and the Baker's Wife from Into the Woods, sung by Zach Q and Lily Hammer.
Now, Local Talk is a radio production training workshop as well as a show. So if you would like to join the team as a reporter, contact us at 515-292-2878. Now again, that's 515-292-2878. Or contact us through our website, khoifm.org.
If you enjoyed the show, tell your friends. Remember, your participation as listener and your generous contributions are what make KHOI possible. Thanks for listening, and
see you again on the radio.